when the body of Christ, any born-again spirit-filled, any born-again person departs this earth, we should be very careful not to grieve, because they are in our future. And once that becomes a reality, my mother, August the 8th, 1988, and I missed her. The next day was, well, Sunday, we went to Southwest. We went downtown Fort Worth for staying there, you know, for the Southwest Believer Convention. She slipped out in the night. But it had already, I was driving down the freeway here, and I knew she was ready. I just wanted to be with her. But, it was pretty heavy on me, because I kept thinking about her and all the times that she and I had together when my dad traveled, and it was just the two of us and all that, and the fun our family had together. I was driving down the freeway thinking about it, Greg, and all of a sudden, just suddenly, I was just driving along there, and suddenly I said, "Fly, little bird, fly," and it was gone.
Wow.
And people said, "Well, you're not going to do her service, are you?" I said, "What did you say? You think I'm going to turn this over to someone else?"
Right.
So I was sitting with my dad, was here at EMIC. And so we have this beautiful portrait of her with her head back. And it was a family deal, and my dad's picture. So anyway, I had that sitting up there, and I turned over there to look at him. I said, "Now, Dad, that's who you're looking for." Mm-hmm. I said, "That's her." And my dad smiled and said, "It is, isn't it?" I said, "Yes, sir. That's her." Now, a few days before that, we were standing over her bed. He was on that side, I was on this side. And she was here. And she wasn't suffering. She was just lying there. But my dad said, "Kenneth, I have loved her a long time. And I love her more now than I ever loved her in my life." Now that's what counts. Not the grief and the sorrow. She was in his future, and now he's with her.
Right.
So then I made up my mind I was going to be with him.
Right.
Well, we were in the West Coast Believers Convention. This is Kenneth before jets. Man, I had that session of 421. I was really pushing it. We'd been in the West Coast Believers Convention and coming back. My daughter Terry was with him. And he was in a place, beautiful care home. And the way my dad went, he was an early riser. He just kept sleeping late. He slept a little later and a little later. And one afternoon, they couldn't wake him up. Mm. And I missed him.
Yeah.
But it's a sweet thing. We must be very, very aware. You say, "Well, Brother Copeland, I really don't know whether my folks are saved or not." Listen, God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
And you loved them. So don't start this, "Why me?" The devil will get involved in that and break your heart. Don't let him have it. He's a thief. He'll steal your peace. Thank you, Lord. Now, let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
Yes.
Now, the people say, "Well, we really don't know whether the Apostle Paul wrote that or not." Oh, yes, we do. First of all, it's his style. And second, he talks about Timothy.
He does mention Timothy, and nobody else does. Even if he didn't, and I know there's some very learned people that I respect that would disagree with me. I believe he wrote it. I believe that Galatians and Hebrews were once connected.
I can see why.
Because it just goes from one to the other. Mm-hmm. And he said, see which long letter I wrote in my own hand in Galatians. Well, if you combine Hebrews with it, would be
Galatians long. Not that long.
It's not that long. But one written to the Gentile or the nations, one written to the Jew.
Now, when Brother Hagin was caught up into heaven, and where Jesus put his finger in the palm of his hands, mm-hmm. where they burned like coal.
Yes.
And Brother Hagin, in heaven, talking to Jesus face to face, he asked him, did the Apostle Paul write the book of Hebrews? He said, yes, he did. There was nobody else qualified to write it.
That's true.
Because he sat at the feet of Gamaliel.
Yes, he did.
He had all of this information, plus the fact he had been caught up to heaven himself.
And Gamaliel is the son of Hillel, one of the greatest rabbis' minds that ever existed. So Paul was...
Anyway,
in his writing in this, even if he didn't with his own hand write it, let's say Apollos wrote it, he's influenced it. He's the guy
yes.
that Apollos would have been writing.
I agree. Here we are. He does the same thing. We could read it like this. In the beginning, God,
mm-hmm.
who at sundry times and in different manner spoke in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world.
Now,
here you are again. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, set down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and again to me a son. And again when he brings in the first begotten into the world, he said, let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he said, who makes his angels spirits and ministers. But now here it is. Here's what he said that raised him from the dead. Here are the words.
There they are.
Thy throne, O God, is forever. Now, here's Jesus suffering in hell for your and my sins and sickness and disease, being made a curse for us. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. As scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You've loved righteousness, hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even your God, hath anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of his hands. They shall perish, but you remain. They shall wax old as does a garment. As a vesture shall you fold them up, and they'll be changed. You are the same, and your years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he, sit on my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits? Set forth to be a minister, to minister for them that shall be heirs of salvation. Again, he will be a son unto me.
And then that son, what he did over in chapter 2, verse 10, for it became him for whom all things and by whom all things in bringing many sons
yes.
unto glory. Because he brought him to that place seated with him. I have been brought to that place seated with him. Now, I have to use my faith for that. Positionally, I'm there. You're there right now.
Yes.
Physically, we're still here. But I have to use my faith to that's in my future. Talking about times, mm-hmm. that I literally am in that position right now. I got a glimpse of that one day, what that looks like. They're not sitting like this audience is sitting like this. They're sitting like you and I are. At an angle. They're side by side. These are the right hand. But they're sitting like this so that Jesus is always in front of his face. Which means Greg is always in front of his face. Wow. Which means Kenneth Copeland yes. is always in front of his face.
At the throne of grace.
At the throne of grace. So he's interceding on my behalf, and he's right there in the face of the Father as a man, a glorified man, right now, sitting in the Godhead, doing that. That's my position. Now, I have to use my faith for that when I'm driving the car sometimes.
That's right. And this is what the way it came across to me for several times, and then I realized what it was saying, that he ever makes intercession for me. And that there's times that he'll say, Kenneth is using my name.
Yes.
He's using my name. Father, he's using my name. You remember what I said? That whatever he asked in my name, you'd do it.
Done.
I need you to do that.
And the Father says, amen.
Yeah. Yes and amen.
That's exactly what happens. And I've told you this story. Matter of fact, after it happened, I called you. One night, in the middle of the night, I heard my name called. And I sat up. I was wide awake. I sat up on the side of the bed, and he was right there. I didn't see him. The lights were out. I didn't turn the lights on. Somebody said, why didn't you turn the lights on? I didn't think about it. And he said, Greg. And I said, yes. And he said, I do not have to convince. I'd been meditating on him interceding on my behalf and sin. And so I had lost my temper on a couple of things and frustrated about some stuff. And he said, I don't have to convince my Father, our Father. That's what he said. I don't have to convince our Father where you are concerned with sin. The very fact of where I sit is proof that you're okay. And I remember saying this, Brother Copeland. I said, Jesus, that's cool. And he said, it is cool. He said, go back to sleep. And I said, good night. And I laid back down. Somebody said, why didn't you turn the light on? I didn't think about it. I really didn't. He was standing right there. And I was wide awake.
Even I am.
I am.
He that blotteth out Greg Stevens' transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember his sins. So Greg, put me in remembrance and let us plead together. You declare that you may be justified.
That's it.
I struggled with that back and forth for my own sake. I said, no. No, you did it for my sake. No, he said, I did it for my sake. That just really bothered me.
Yeah.
And I kept coming back to it. I'd be able to go away for a few days. I kept coming back. And finally, he got frustrated with me. Mm-hmm. Do you want to remember good things about your, bad things about your children? No. Well, he said, I don't want to remember bad stuff about you either. I blotted it out. Now, he said, let it be blotted out.
Right.
And put me in remembrance. I said, of what? He said, of my word. It goes forth out of my mouth, and it'll prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. He said, yeah, you got a clean slate, boy. Now, fill it in by faith. Fill it in financially. Fill it in. Why did you start with the finances? Because more of his people suffer financially.
Yes.
Than any other thing, because the devil has taught it and expressed it so much that to be a real good Christian, that Jesus, you know, was poor.
You're supposed to be like him.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I am supposed to be like him. So therefore, I don't like any of the curse.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he became the curse for me.
But fill in the blanks. With Scripture.
Yes.
Well, good. Yes. Amen. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow in toiling with it. Mm-hmm. By his stripes I was healed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fill in the blanks with Scripture. Find the promises.
Book of Hebrews, I wrote right here at the very beginning. I said, this is the third in the trilogy of Habakkuk, the just shall live by faith alone. That's another reason I believe Paul wrote it. Because that Habakkuk is quoted in Romans, the just shall live by faith. It's quoted in Galatians.
Yes.
And it's quoted in Hebrews. Yes. He's trying to get a point across to these Jews, these Hebrews, and to the Gentiles, that we have to live by faith. Romans 4:16.
Oh my, yes.
That it is of grace that it might be, or it is of faith that it might be by grace. Those things are tied together. And so I have to use my faith in this new covenant reality beyond my timeline of where I will be and what I'm doing, and that he had this planned before the earth was ever created. There's verses in Hebrews.
You know, Greg, that you bring that up, and all the class members have all heard this. When I declared publicly that the Lord had called me specifically to live to be 120 years old,
yes,
to live to 2056, and to specifically preach the word of faith, that didn't come in just a few days. There was a process of that,
yes,
that, and it began with what I heard Keith Moore talk about, and there was days and months and months and months and different little mini visions and things that had been put together over a long period of time. The Glory Riders left Anaheim early one morning, and then we wound up on Highway 50. Life magazine called it the loneliest highway in America. It's crossed the desert, but it's high desert. For a long time, while I was preaching, I would see these road signs. And they were different places of time and ministry. And a service was over with, and I couldn't remember what the road signs were. And there was one time I preached way too long trying to hang on to them long enough to see, and the congregation really suffered because of it. But it didn't make any difference. It'd just go away. We were going across there, and you could see that highway just until you just couldn't see it anymore without any turns in it. And I told Gory over the intercom, I said, "Glo, now look at this highway." I said, "There were phases of ministry down this highway." Yeah. I said, "That's what it looked like in the spirit." Those were real. Now, Brother Hagin spoke the word of the Lord over me. And the Lord said, "I have maneuvered you like a captain maneuvering a ship through the harbor." And he said, "And there's coming a day when I will dock you into the place where you belong, and you will say, 'I thought this day would never come.'" And then I found out what it was. That road sign went out 120 years.
Wow.
That's what all of that was about. It took months, and in some years,
he's giving you glimpses of it.
I saw glimpses of it.
Yeah.
And there were little road signs there. And I could read them while I was preaching. Now, that's frustrating. Now, quit and they go away.
Wow.
That they're spiritual road signs. And now I'm there. And now things are happening again. There's another phase of my healing ministry that's come. I'm not ready to announce yet what it is. I don't know that much about it. But that's part of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see it. Hebrews chapter 11. You see people walking in this. "Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." That's the future. That's what you couldn't see. Those road
yes.
signs out there.
They're out there.
"For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed." Took us all the way back to Genesis 1 there. "The worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear by faith." And then he starts talking about all these different heroes of faith. Those people, Brother Copeland, their faith allowed them to reach down that road, to reach into a future covenant in some cases with Moses. Sarah herself received strength to conceive because she judged him faithful, that promise. She looked back and got faith for what was coming in the future. So if you'll lose your faith, use your faith, learn how to use it like a tool. You've said that so many times. It'll allow you to look back to go forward and go forward to pull here. That's what all of these people in chapter 11 did. You get over here at the end, and some of them, and these all, verse 39, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without should not be made perfect. We have received the promise. He's talking about they were living at a time before the promise. Jesus said, Abraham saw my day. They got so mad at him.
Oh.
Because he used a word. Before Abraham was, I am.
Yes.
They picked up stones to stone him. They knew what he was saying when he said that. He was identifying who he was right then. And our faith allows us to tap into that, to tap into that throne room presence where he's using my name.
And what we lose they knew the word was out that he was illegitimate.
Yes.
That she was pregnant before they married. And they slandered him way they possibly could. They would bring it up and say things just nasty to him.
They said, we know who our father is.
Yeah. Yeah, but who's yours?
That's what they were implying.
Mm-hmm. And don't you love this book?
I do. By faith.
Now, verse 12. Wherefore, seeing. Now, all of that, now we see something.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Not in your spirit, in your mind. That's why you got to renew your mind to this word. This is my identity. This is who I am.
Yes.
Somebody said, do you ever see Jesus? You every day want to look in the mirror. I said, oh, what did you just say? I said, that's my goal, is that every day I look in the mirror, I recognize him in me. And me and him. I want to become that close, Brother Copeland. That's why I asked to be a disciple. Because they said, oh, he's been with him. He knows him. Mm-hmm. You know, talks like him. But this has to become our identity, because if it doesn't, like those pictures we showed yesterday, that image begins to lose. And if we'll keep that image before us, that I was crucified with him, I was buried with him, I was resurrected with him, and now I am seated with him, and now I reign with him in life. By Christ Jesus.
There's not enough preaching. Now, there are denominations that go overboard on it because water baptism is all they preach. Mm-hmm. We're not preaching it enough in our circles.
You're right.
And we're out of time again today. But tomorrow's coming. Don't let anybody tell you tomorrow never comes. It does around here. We'll be back in just a moment.
God only says good things over your life. When you think, act, and speak the word for your health, family, and finances, that's what you'll have. But compromising the word of God will inevitably lead to failure. God's Word, Final Authority is a CD teaching by Kenneth Copeland that will help you make the decision to never compromise the word again. Jesus, the Word in flesh, is your covenant partner. When you understand the covenant rights he bought and paid for you to have, you can take hold of them. He has a good future for you, one of health, mental and emotional wholeness, and financial freedom. Don't compromise and don't quit. Release the power of God's word as your first and last word in every situation and watch the word go to work for you. The word is where your victory starts. Align your heart and words with God's word to live in his victory and overcoming faith. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's CD series, God's Word Final Authority. Learn to make God's Word final authority in your life and how everything you think, say, or do can agree with God's Word to bring about His promises for you. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Step into your future at Kenneth Copeland Bible College on March 31st through April 2nd. Join us for Campus Days to experience life as a student. Meet your future classmates and instructors, attend classes, tour the campus, and so much more. Come together with the college community for a special family picnic and night of worship. Step into your future March 31st through April 2nd here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Register for free at kcbiblecollege.org/campusdays.
Aren't these words just delicious? That your spirit just feeds on these things, particularly when it comes out into that place where you really have to use your faith to reach out there and grasp it. And you hold on to it until it becomes a reality in you. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Greg Stevens, and all the class reminding you again that God does love you. He gave His Son to get you. Glory to God. And we love you. And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
Well, I have news for you. You're supposed to prosper today and be in health. Today's the day you walk away from grief and sorrow. And there's enough power in this room, if you plug into it, to heal everybody in the room, all the dead in town. 2023 will be as exciting as it can be. It will be a time when you will say it and the devil will flee. You will stand strong and say, God is on my side in 2023 because He's blessing me.